With Hookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. After years of perfecting his craft, and indeed being somewhat overshadowed by his glamorous ex-wife, novelist Erica Jong, Jonathan Fast has come into his own with a sweeping novel of ancient India called Golden Fire. Fast writes with power and skill of two brothers, heirs to a fourth century kingdom who fight each other for the throne. The younger brother, Chandra, is wise and noble. The older brother, Rama, cowardly and deformed.
Rama was defeated by the Sakas, which was a tribe in the west, and he gave them his wife in exchange for his own freedom, which was about the most loathsome thing you could do. So Chandra dressed up like a woman and pretended to be his wife and went in and murdered them all.
That's the grain of Jonathan Fast's more than 400-page novel, which covers Chandra's birth, adolescence, and young adulthood, and the exile which protects him from the jealous wrath of his older brother.
7 years ago, I tried to write it, and I found that I didn't have the technique. So I put it aside, and then I returned to it about 3 years ago.
Fast says there is little recorded history of the people of ancient India.
What is reconstructed about their life is taken from murals, which allow you to see the clothing people wore, and then from the Kama Sutra. The first half, that doesn't deal with strange sexual practices, just deals with the way a proper young man would live.
The title Golden Fire is named for a rare Chinese silk, much in demand in 4th century India.
I hope I'm not making this sound terribly scholarly, because it's really written like a popular novel.
And Jonathan Fast ties all of his plots and subplots together.
Love affairs are consummated, villains are murdered, and everyone lives happily ever after.
Arbor House is the publisher of Golden Fire, a fast-moving novel of ancient India by Jonathan Fast. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Jonathan Fast shares a dilemma common to children of famous fathers or mothers, how to escape comparisons with their successful parents. Jonathan's father is novelist Howard Fast. While Jonathan was too young to be aware of his father's imprisonment for defying a house committee, Jonathan does recall the day when he was 4 and he learned of his father's notoriety.
I was walking down the street and I stopped somebody and I said, "Have you ever heard of Howard Fast, the famous author?" And then I said very proudly, "He's my father." And I think I was walking with the housekeeper at this time, and she turned around to me and told me that this was really a gauche thing to do.
The author of 5 books, Jonathan Fast's latest work is a blazing novel of ancient India called Golden Fire. Jonathan says some children of successful writers turn to writing themselves to excise the demons within them, but he hasn't done that.
I don't draw very heavily from my own life when I write. I do in terms of emotions and situations, but not specifics.
And Jonathan does not go to his father for help.
My father is a very meddlesome person. I never show him anything I'm working on until it's a finished book.
Since his college days at Princeton and Sarah Lawrence, Jonathan Fast has harbored a fascination for Indian mysticism, which led him to his novel of 4th century India.
This was an incredibly sophisticated culture in 350 AD. I mean, when the English were painting themselves blue and burning people, the Indians had developed a very sophisticated language.
Golden Fire tells of two brothers, rivals for the throne, and is an action-packed story loaded with detail.
The best historical novels are really learning experiences. At the same time, they're like having some kind of gigantic candy bar.
Jonathan Fast candy bar is Golden Fire, published by Arbor House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.